This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Al-Qaeda holdouts continue to battle anti-Taliban forces and U.S. troops in the Tora Bora Mountains of eastern Afghanistan. There's still no sign of Osama bin Laden, a prime target of the military campaign in Tora Bora, that's now in its second week. One anti-Taliban commander announced that Al-Qaeda was finished, but hours later, U.S. airstrikes resumed in the Tora Bora region. NPR's Ivan Watson is there. It appears the commander's statement was a little premature.
Well, the big announcement from Haji Zaman, he's the senior-ranked Afghan commander here, was that yesterday, Sunday, was Al-Qaeda's last day in Afghanistan. And you're right, his statement does seem to be premature, because the airstrikes that came just hours later meant that some kind of fighting, even if it was one-sided fighting, was still going on. This morning, an officer from a rival faction to Haji Zaman, he said he used the Afghan expression to say that Haji Zaman was, quote, talking out of his stomach when he spoke last night. He asked, if Al-Qaeda was truly finished, why was he fighting them all night? Why did he take more prisoners? And why were the Americans still bombing? Another Afghan commander this morning has announced that, yes, in fact, the Afghans had captured all the key Al-Qaeda positions around Tora Bora, but the search was still on for more Al-Qaeda fighters who were on the run. We can't talk to the Americans who are operating in this area, but it's clear that they're participating in this hunt because American jets are flying overhead as we speak.
What about Al-Qaeda casualties or prisoners?
Well, the Afghan commanders on the ground, again, the only source we have here of information, they've said, they've reported that hundreds have been killed. One commander this morning said that he'd seen many, many bodies up on the mountain. But it's impossible to give an estimate since Tora Bora has been carved up between three rival factions here, and they don't seem to be sharing information. These are the Afghans. There have also been reports of dozens, if not more than 100 prisoners. The first prisoners, Al-Qaeda captives, were finally shown to the public today after announcing that he'd captured a total of 31 Al-Qaeda members. Another key commander here, Haji Zahir, he paraded 19 of them in front of foreign journalists.
How'd they look?
These men looked like they'd been through a terrifying ordeal, Bob. They were brought out into a small village, and just before being paraded in front of the press, the Afghans announced that the Al-Qaeda captives did not want to come out and that the Afghans would have to find a way to bring them out. So each prisoner was escorted by two Afghan guards, and these men came out limping. They were sat down on a bench, some of them hid their faces, and then they jumped at the chance to walk away from the cameras gathered in front of them. Then nine prisoners who were said to be Afghans were walked out. Their hands were bound with red rope. It was a surreal scene. This was in a village. A chicken and a rooster were walking in front of these men during their humiliating ordeal. Nonetheless, one of the foreign Al-Qaeda fighters, as he was escorted away, he turned around and raised one index finger at the journalists. It was a show of defiance before being taken away.
How long is this going to last?
It's impossible to say. The main Al-Qaeda defenses around Tora Bora, within Tora Bora, appear to have been broken. The fighting, even the bombing, has moved so far back into these mountains that it's not visible or even really audible from the foothills below Tora Bora. That's except for the warplanes that are flying overhead as we speak. The reports indicate that Al-Qaeda, what remains up there of Al-Qaeda, has been dispersed, and they're being pursued by Afghans, by American and British forces. But they're in rugged terrain. There's winter up there. It will be difficult for the Al-Qaeda fighters to try to slip away through there, and it'll also be treacherous for the men on the ground who are pursuing them.
NPR's Ivan Watson near Tora Bora, Afghanistan.